Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Kodwa okhuthazelayo kuze kube sekupheleni nguyena oyakusindiswa. Singena ngalawa mazwi ke ngikubingelele kuphi nakuphi lapho okufinyelela khona umsakazo wethu omkhulukazi uRadio Pulpit. Siyanithanda kakhulu webangcwele kusemkhulekweni wethu ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasiweze kulesi sikhathi. Ingakho ke sithi kufuneka abantu abazokhuthazela, kufuneka abantu abazoma, kufuneka abantu abazophikelela. Yebo, uvalo luthe phahle ezimpilweni zethu, kodwa okubalulekileyo ukumethemba uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi, ngoba izwi lithi babusisiwe abamethembayo uNkulunkulu, bafana nentaba yaseSiyoni engenakunyakaziswa. We are calling for the people of God who will trust him, who will believe him, who will depend kuNkulunkulu wethu, who will say siyazi uNkulunkulu khona, la kukhona uNkulunkulu kunokuthula, la kukhona uNkulunkulu kunokunqoba, la kukhona uNkulunkulu kunokuphila. Siyakubiza ukuphila kwehlele phezu kwezwekazi iAfrika neSouth Africa yethu esiyithanda kakhulu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngabaholi bethu abahle nabanakekelayo imiphakathi yethu ngezindlela zonke. Kanti ke sihlezi nesihloko sethu esithi building a godly family, noma building godly families. Oh my God, ilokhu esizama ukuthi ke sikwenze, to replicate what has been there, building a godly family, ukuthi ke ubuNkulunkulu bungapheli kithi, ukumesaba uNkulunkulu kungagcini ngathi, kodwa nabantwana bethu bahambe kuyo leyo ndlela. Khumbula amanye amazwi esake sawathinta ngezinye isikhathi athi, khulisa umntwana ngendlela eyoba ngeyakhe, kuthi lapho esemdala angasuki kuyo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Kanti besiphethe ke iphuzu lethu lesithathu sithi garbage in, garbage out. Kanti siye sakhothi incwadi yabaseGalatiya isahluko 6, Galatians chapter 6 verse number 7, lapho lithi iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu akahlekwa muntu konke akutshalayo uyakuvuna. Kanti lapha encwadini yabaseKorinte 15 verse number 33, I'm going to be quoting and reading from, in fact, reading from Amplified Bible. Do not be deceived and misled. Evil companionship, communion, association corrupts and depraves good manners and morals and character. That is your Amplified Bible. Kanti my proof text la paya sencwadini ka Proverbs 24 verses 3 and verse number 4, itike yona from the Amplified Bible, through skillful and godly wisdom. Oh Thixo, siyambonga, siyabudinga ubuhlakani bukaNkulunkulu. Asiyobuthola nomaphi, kodwa ezwini likaNkulunkulu yilapho esiyothola khona amasu wokumisa umuzi wethu ngendlela skillful, noma ngendlela efundisekile, noma eqeqeshekile, noma ikhono elingaphezu kwekhono olaziyo. Lithi ke a house through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, nempilo. Oh my God, a home, ikhaya, a family, umndeni, built and by understanding. Oh, just that portion of understanding. The word understanding, therefore, me, it means so many things. But understanding can never be found anywhere but in the word. Ukuthi, the minute you dwell and spend as much time in God's word, now you will acquire so much wisdom on how to build your house. And you will also have the understanding. It means you will have the deeper, you will have inner conviction, if I can put it that way. You will have inner conviction as to how you can see your house being established. Oh my God. Little by understanding, it is established on a sound and good foundation. Manyamazi atike. Uma uJehova engawakhumusi abawakhayo bawakhelize. Amanye futhi athi siyayakha, kodwa siyakhela phezu kwedwala elinguKristu. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled. Oh my God. Then, you know, and by knowledge, ngolwazi, shall its chambers, amakamela alo onke, kuyo yonke indawo, ayogcwaliswa ngamagugu nezinto ezithokozisayo zengcebo, noma ingcebo ethokozisa, pleasant, you know, pleasant riches. Oh, my. So ke ilokho ke bangcwele esiphezu kwakho noma ilona izwi esilifundile ungazifundela wena Isaka 24 verse 3 verse number 4 Proverbs 24 verse 3 verse number 4 siyambonga uNkulunkulu ke siyaqhubeka phansi kwesihlokwanyana sethu ke esithi garbage in garbage out kanti siya sagcizelela ukuthi ke konke okutshalayo uzokuvuna awukwazi ukutshala and get something else. Now if we read the complete passages around both of these scriptures, sizobona ukuthi the principle is if we sow to the flesh, uma sitshala enyameni, oh, that is, live and make family decisions according to what is most pleasant to or easiest for our flesh. Yeah. This is too deep. This is too deep. Now, listen. Isibonisa lapha ke kuthi uma ngabe sibuka lembhalo emibili esikhothi le Galatians 6 verse number 7, 1 Corinthians 15:33, esikutholayo okubalulekile okuyiyona ndikimba noma okuyiyona ndaba vuthondaba esiphezukwalo manje ukuthi ke uma sitshala enyameni, uma sikhuluma ngokutshala enyameni la noma silandela umgomo wokutshala enyameni, sisho ukuthini lapha? Ukuphila impilo yethu nomndeni wethu wonke bese zonke izinqumo esiyithathayo singayi kakhulu kwelikamoya kodwa ke sinake kakhulu ukuthi inyama yethu ithokozelani. Oh, umvuzo walokho ukuthi we shall reap corruption. We will have or we will find the results being ukonakala. If sikhuluma corruption here, we imply ukonakala. Isibekezelele ngemsindo. Sibekezelele ngemsindo. We will also reap heartache tragedy. Kushoni ke lokho ukuthi heartache tragedy ubuhlungu benhliziyo noma you know ukuvelelwa ingozi ukuthi ulimale ngokungazelele kodwa ke kube kulimale kakhulukazi inhliziyo ngamanye amagama siyovuna ubuhlungu bokulimala ngaphakathi einhlizweni zethu and everything associated with death, anything that is associated with death, we shall surely reap it, because from the onset we were never careful to actually sow as we are led by our spirit, but we sow as we sow everything as befitting to our eyes. Ukuthi this is what we need to actually do, because besisebenzisa amehlo wethu ukuthi ilokhu esingakwenza okwamanje, ilokhu okufuneka, ilokhu okufanelekile. Sangajulisi izinto zethu, sazibuka ezingeni likamoya. But now, here's the point. But if we sow to the Spirit, we shall reap good results. Uma ke sitshala ngokuya ngokufokusa kwizinto zikamoya nakanjani impumelelo izoba mihle, and everything that is associated with life, because we are focusing on the spirit part of it. In other words, when we raise up children, we not only looking in terms of their physical lives, but we should actually look deeply, focusing on to their spiritual part, because impilo yabo yonke ibalulekile when it comes from the spiritual part of it, because it will produce the necessary results that we desire. We all desire abantwana bamsaba uNkulunkulu. We all desire to have abantwana aba prayerful nabasinikele into ezikaNkulunkulu, but all this depends on how we have sown, you know, the result will always give out what we have done. Kuyobonakala sikwenzile ukuthi besitshalelaphi, besitshalela kwelikamoya noma besitshalela kwelasenyameni izwe. So if sitshalela kwizwe likamoya siyovuna okuhle kakhulu, kodwa uma besitshalela kwizwe lasenyameni siyovuna okubi kakhulu, nokonakala nobuhlungu nakho konke okuphoxayo. So ke singenza ke futhi isibonelo lapha ke ukuthi uma ke abazali, oh my God, for example, if parents fail to discipline their children because they just can't bear to make their children unhappy, ikhona leyo nto leyo ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi singabazali asifuni ukuthi abantwana bethu bezobuhlungu. Omunye usabuyele emuva athi ngakhula kabuhlungu, ngakhuliswa kabuhlungu, and angifuni, ngangishaywa, ngangenziwani. We can always relate, which is not a bad thing. Okusho kona ukuthi kukhona izinto esizifundile from our past experiences ebezingezinhle, but that does not mean that we should be reluctant when it comes to the issue of, you know, disciplining our children, because the only way to show love to them, it is to correct their their behavior which is not good. Asikwazi ukuyekelela nje izinto ngoba nakho sisaba ukubazwisa ubuhlungu. Now this family eyenza lokho will reap corruption. A group, it will reap corruption. Masikhuluma corruption, these are the results. Group of uncontrollable, spoiled, and characterless children. Oh, that's painful. That's really painful. Just imagine if umntanakho engalawuleki, umntwana wakho ewonakele, emoshekile ngokwesimilo, and a characterless onganantliziyo, you know. I was actually checking on something some few days ago, and I learned this ukuthi the character is what is actually, we can call it, it's our private life, but personality it's our public life. So in other words, the personality carries out what's in the character. So if a child is characterless, it means, oh my God, there's gonna be shamefulness, so many things, heartlessness. You can imagine kuningi okuzobe kwenzeka lapho. So it's very bad to reap a corruption because of what you have done in the past. So a group of uncontrollable, spoiled, and characterless children. So whatever we do, please note, for any reason, noma yini esiyenzayo, noma ngasiphi isizathu, that is not according to the spiritual principles of God's word and his wisdom. Anything esiyenza, as long as it is not based on God's word, as long as it is not what God has instructed us as parents to do, but senze konke sikubona kufitting, uma kungahambisani nokuhlakanipha kaNkulunkulu, uma kungahambisani nezwi likaNkulunkulu, that is fleshly behavior. You know, that invariably leads to every negative results. In other words, it will always give the same type of results that we never desired. That's why we're saying it is fleshly behavior that is invariable, which will always lead to very negative results. So we will always get what we don't desire. So konke esikwenzayo kungaba yini nani, yebo siyazifunda izincwadi, siyafunda amamagazines, siyafunda lokhuya, because we are trying to get, you know, to actually acquire as much skills on how to actually raise abantwana bethu. But believe me, uma kukhona, you know, what is exceptional that can help us raise our children, it's nothing else but the word. And lokho kubizana ukuthi we should have as much devotions, you know, in terms of God's word, prayer, and everything, seeking guidance as to how can we raise up these children. Kulunkulu siphe bona bangabakho. Ngiyayithanda inkonzo enziwa umamhana. Uma ufunda First Samuel chapter number 1, ku commitment yakho ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu esengibusisile ngiyombuyisela kuye ngama magama uthi God, you have given me this gift and I give it back to you. So umbuyisela kuNkulunkulu, umnikela kuNkulunkulu. The reason why in most cases we dedicate our children is because we are saying Nkulunkulu sibabuyisela kuwe. Izimfundiso ekufuneka bazithole kufuneka zibe based on your word. Yonke into ekufuneka babe yiyo, it's something that is based on your word, not something that is based on mere knowledge, you know, or whatever. I'm not saying it's wrong to research and learn things, but all that I'm saying is never forget to go to the main one, which is the Bible. We need to make sure ukuthi it becomes part of everything that we do, because gonke masikubeza kwizwi, we always get what, you know, the word will always show us, to show it to us ukuthi uma senza kanje sithola lokho, uma senza kanje sithola lokho, ngeke sithole okuhlukile kunalokho. Khumbula uma uNkulunkulu exwayisa lapha ya uJoshua, ncwadi kaJoshua 1 uthi le ncwadi yomthetho, uthi mayinga suki kuwe, wozindla ngayo imini nobusuku, uthi ke ngokwenze njalo uyawuhlahlamelisa, uphumelelise. Now the word success there, uma ultranslator to Hebrew or to Greek, it actually speaks of understanding. It means you will have a much deeper insight or deeper understanding as to what is it that you need to do in order to progress to the next level. So you will. So sometimes sikhuluma ngesuccess ye imali la, sikhuluma ngesuccess yani, but basically it never means that. But uma uya deeper u search impali, you will always find it ukuthi it is translated understanding. You will have much more deeper understanding uma uthatha izwi. You will know what to do, especially when it is in your mouth, especially when it is in your heart. Uzokwazi ukuthi kwenziwani kulesi simo, ngiphuma kanjani kulesi simo, ngoba liyimpendulo. Ngiyamthanda uPaul ngelinye ilanga athi izwi liseduze nawe enhlizweni yakho, emlonyeni wakho, elingukuthi ke uma ukholwa. Oh my God, quote incwadi yabaseRoma lapho isahluko sika 10. Lihamba kanjalo ke izwi. So we can always look to the scriptures to search for answers on how to build, you know, healthy families, on how to build, you know, healthy spouses. Because uma singo baba, singo mama, siya need ukuba ne me time. You know, people are searching for me time ukuya kuma outings, but they never have, you know, some me time to be in the presence of the Lord. As much as we need the me time to go out on entertainments, bo cinema, bo mang mang, we also need the me time where we can, you know, always be in the presence of the Lord. To say, search me, O Lord. Oh my God. Atu David, ngokuba uyangazi Nkosi. Oh, Nkulunkulu wami. You know, kuvuka okuningi as I speak like this. Ukuthi ke, it's important ukuthi ke, we should know ukuthi anything that we do, if it is not biblically based, then it is always fleshly type of behavior that we're trying to, you know, instill in our children. So children are what we parents make them to be, or allow them to become. Lokho ngeke siphikise, abantwana baba yilokho thina bazali esibenza babe yikho, noma lokho esibavumela ukuthi babe yikhona. Injalo indaba abancwele, injalo indaba abazalwane, injalo ukuthi abantwana bethu cannot be something that we don't make them to be. They can always be what we make them to become, you know, or whatever that we allow, you know, that they should become. Now, why do we keep emphasizing this point? Because too many of us parents create little monsters in our children. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord, with what you have given us. Usinikeza izipho and imandate yethu Nkosi inkulu kakhulu when we talk about raising a godly family, and this is sometimes things like this sizithatha very lightly. Ake usivula amehlo Nkosi sibone umsebenzi wethu ukuthi mkhulu kangakanani when we speak of raising a godly family. Ukuthi ngempela ngempela baba, we need ukuthi sijule, sidinga ukujula webangcwele. You know, it's my prayer ukuthi masisa repapa le program, may God open our eyes spiritually to see the significance yale nkonzo esikhuluma ngayo la, ukuthi why sometimes sithi senze kahle kodwa kungapheli kahle. Let's stop here and we shall continue on the next program. Keep yourselves tuned into our station, because we always bring you the best. UNkulunkulu omusa akubusise umfundisi uMkwena lo obuhleli naye. Amen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.